Talked about a bunch of the positives from Steelers preseason game number one. How about the negative? I think there's just one, and I think it's the running game, Dorn, which we've heard a lot about, and they haven't been able to move the line of scrimmage much in training camp. They rushed for just 2.6 yards per carry, but more specifically, Caleb Johnson, in his debut.
Yeah, very underwhelming. Very underwhelming. Looked like he had camp legs. Looked like he was running in sand at times. And obviously not doing the things that, he needs to do at running back outside of running the football, which is catch the football, pass protection, things of that nature. Some of the question marks that you had on him coming out of Iowa, they were apparent on Saturday. But, you know, he is a rookie. He probably was dealing with some nerves. I will give him a little grace for Saturday. But this coming Saturday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it needs to be better.
Yes.
It does. Like, you have to get better every single game if you're a rookie and want to be a part of that moving train. But I have no problem with him being the third back this year. I mean, just let him get his feet wet. Let him, figure it out as the year goes on. But you would like to see him have a better showing in this next preseason
game. And we've heard good things out of camp about him, at least running the football. I mean, those are some frying pan hands on the one, on the drop.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked bad.
That was real bad.
He did have a good blitz pickup at one point,
yep,
which was encouraging. You're going to laugh at me. I mean, he had to head up, It was good. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. Good recognition, got his face in there. And that was nice to see because that's been a part of his game that has been criticized, and I think fairly. Didn't do a lot of it at Iowa. But the drop, and I expected him to look quicker than Najee Harris.
Yeah, he didn't.
He did not. Now, he lowered his head a couple of times and was able to convert on some short yardage stuff, which was good to see. But he was explosive at Iowa. And he didn't have a great 40 time. Wasn't a bad 40 time, but what we've heard is he plays faster than he ran the 40-yard dash, and he's had the GPS tracker on him. He's one of the few people in college football last year who ran over 22 miles per hour. So there's that explosion in there, but I think you said it really well. He did look like he was running in sand a couple of times. Bounced it outside one time. Did stiff-arm Travis Hunter to the ground, which looked nice. And Travis defensively,
right,
not so great. His first game, him playing both ways. But yeah, I thought he was slow to bounce it a couple of times. And that bears watching. But yeah, Jaylen Warren's good.
Yeah.
We have asked for more of Jaylen Warren pretty much the last 2 years. Now you're going to have people saying, well, start Caleb Johnson anyhow. You don't need to.
No.
You can bring him along slowly. I still think you'll see him again in his second preseason game, third preseason game. I still think midway through the year they want him to take the job. But they're not going to give it to him, and they shouldn't give it to him. You want to win football games. Jaylen Warren's pretty good. I think Jaylen Warren's pretty much just been scratching the surface the last few years. So if Jaylen Warren needs to be the bell cow with mixing some Kenneth Gainwell in there, Kenny G in there, over the first handful of weeks.
That's fine.
It's definitely fine.
Totally fine. But like I said, like he has to get better, every preseason game. I mean, these next two games are very crucial for him to get better. And, now you got your feet wet. Now you got the, the anxiousness out. Let's see how you play now. Whenever you're in your second outing, and you got to go in there and you got to make some plays. You got to live up to that third round grade. And there's a lot of people that are expecting a lot of things out of you this year. And I know you're expecting a lot of things out of yourself if you're Caleb Johnson, but you got to go out there and do it. You got to show it.
I have him winning rookie of the year. So he's going to need to pick that up.
Yeah.
Like we saw Omarion Hampton. I thought he looked all right. Not great either.
Aston Jeanty didn't look great at all.
No.
So, he had a minus 1 yard.
It's not what you're looking for.
No.
Unless you're Jerome Bettis, you'll settle for a minus 1 yard because you probably have four touches.
Right. Right.
So, hey, it's not the end of the world to panic because you do have two other good running backs, but I think we'd be lying if we said we were impressed by Caleb Johnson and his first opportunity. In fact, it was the opposite.